Good morning with KUAC News. I'm Dan Bross. Alaska State Troopers continue to ask the public for help as they investigate the murder of a Hooper Bay woman whose body was found along the Parks Highway north of Willow over the weekend. Alaska Public Media reports that troopers say 26-year-old Arnoldine Simone Hill was last known to be alive in Anchorage December 10th and might have been in Anchorage, Wasilla, or Willow prior to her death. Investigators believe she was dead for a few days before someone left her body near Mile 81 of the Parks Highway around January 8th or 9th. Troopers are looking for information about any suspicious activity on the highway around Mile 81 or information about where Hill traveled or with whom she interacted with after December 10th. Department of Public Safety Communications Director Megan Peters says the case is getting a lot of attention.
We want people to know that we care. We want people to know that we are prioritizing this death.
Peter says troopers are not saying yet how or where they believe Hill was killed.
Whenever we have homicide investigations, we try and keep information close to us so we don't inadvertently harm the investigation. But we certainly are looking for any information that people can share with us just in case it's something that we haven't already chased down or it could help us confirm something that we think we know.
Hill is described as 4'11" and about 150 pounds with shoulder length, dark hair, and a distinct mole below her lip. Troopers ask anyone with information about Hill's death to call 907-352-5401. The ongoing pandemic and state budget cuts are expected to severely impact school funding for the 2021-2022 fiscal year. Speaking at a Fairbanks North Star Borough School District board meeting last night, Superintendent Karen Gaborik warned the board that the draft budget she will present February 1st will include many layoffs.
Because it's public, my philosophy has always been I don't ever want people to read about themselves in the newspaper or to get on board docs or the website and read about themselves. So we actually do our staff notifications. Anybody who is specifically impacted by a cut, we let them know that day. So it'll start to kind of roll out that day.
The school board has a work session scheduled for February 1st, during which District Chief Operating Officer Andy DeGraw will provide a budget overview. Last year's budget of $244 million was $3 million less than the previous year. Gaborik did not specify how much smaller her draft budget will be. The Fairbanks North Star Borough's Interior Gas Utility will sign a new natural gas supply contract with Hill Corp. Meeting yesterday, the IGU board passed a resolution authorizing the 5-year deal. The public utility's current cook inlet supply contract with Hill Corp expires March 31st. IGU General Manager Dan Britton said the new gas price is slightly lower than the current contract, but higher than what Alaska electric utilities are paying.
The reason for some of those differences are in the fact that Hill Corp is taking our seasonal swing. You can see that in the discussion as it relates to the min and the max volumes and our size in comparison to the other utility customers. The other customers are much larger.
Britton noted that the contract has 2 3-year extension options and stressed the importance of having a long-term guaranteed gas supply. He also highlighted a contract provision which allows the IGU to pay a penalty and reduce how much gas it buys from Hill Corp in the event a cheaper alternative becomes available.
We could reduce our minimum commitments and purchase gas from another supplier.
IGU board members Mary Nordale and Pam Troop questioned the new Hill Corp contract, including what customers will ultimately pay when liquefaction, transportation, and other costs are added to the raw gas price. The IGU needs to grow its customer base to realize economies of scale, something Nordale underscored won't happen if gas remains more expensive than oil and wood heat.
We haven't made enough gestures to justify anybody's belief that we are going to have a price that will induce customers to sign up.
Nordale and Troop unsuccessfully pushed for postponement of the contract resolution to allow for further analysis and consideration of supply alternatives. Board member Mike Miller contended that other potential gas sources have been thoroughly examined.
We looked at them. We looked at them hard as a board, but they had issues with all of those other options, either bankruptcy, they didn't own the gas that they were trying to sell us.
Miller and board members Burt Bell, Steve Hagenson, Luke Hopkins, and Gary Wilkin voted to approve the Hillcorp contract resolution, which passed 5-2 with Nordale and Troop the no votes. Prior to the meeting's conclusion, IGU General Manager Britton announced that the utility's gas system in North Pole is just a few weeks from going into service, opening the potential for new customers there. In its final 24 hours, yesterday the Trump administration officially issued leases for oil drilling in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. Alaska Public Media reports that it normally takes about 2 months to finalize oil leases after a sale, but the administration turned around the Arctic Refuge leases less than 2 weeks after the sale. Bureau of Land Management Alaska Region spokesperson Leslie Ellis Waters says the shorter timeline is because the sale had only a few bidders and the administration made issuing the leases a top priority.
We definitely had more resources available to complete this process than previously.
Opponents of drilling in the refuge, however, are blasting the Trump administration for issuing the leases so quickly. Jenny Roland Shea with the liberal think tank Center for American Progress called the speed unprecedented. She says the process to finalize leases includes a lot of paperwork and an antitrust review.
They've made a mess of this process the entire way, and this is just throwing more sand in the gears.
The oil leases are expected to face opposition from President-elect Joe Biden and a Democratic-led Congress. Biden says he opposes drilling for oil in the refuge. It's unclear exactly what he can do to reverse course. He could attempt to buy back the leases that are now held by two small companies and a state-owned corporation. He could also try to suspend any work on the land. Meanwhile, several court cases that aim to cancel the leases are ongoing. Yesterday was the first day of the 32nd Alaska Legislature. KTOO and Alaska Public Media report that Senate Republicans formed a majority caucus yesterday, leaving the party in control of the chamber for the ninth straight year. Soldotna Republican Senator Peter Michicki was chosen as Senate president. The House is evenly split and so far without a leader, so Lieutenant Governor Kevin Meyer will lead floor sessions for the time being. Both chambers are scheduled to hold floor sessions today. Norwegian Cruise Lines will not have any trips to Alaska until the end of April at earliest. KHNS reports that the announcement comes after Holland America and Princess Cruises canceled all sailings to Alaska through mid-May. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention will allow cruise lines to operate this summer if they meet certain conditions and complete a mock sailing to test COVID-19 protocols. The return of large cruise vessels to Alaska waters also hinges on Canada reopening its port. Maritime law says foreign flag cruise ships need to stop in Canada between U.S. ports, and Canada's port is closed to cruise ships until at least March. I'm Dan Bross.